Good.
So, as we said, we're starting off Maamar Aleph of Chanukah. Yiduim heim hadvarim ki yeshnam divrei Torah shenitnu likatev v'yeshnam divrei Torah shelo nitnu likatev. This distinction is made. See the footnote of the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach Amud Biz regarding Torah Shemiksav and Torah Shvapel. This Torah shenital likatev, it's meant to be written down, Torah Shemiksav. And there's Torah shelo nitam likatev, Torah Shebal Peh. L'chora, when we think about these two ideas, when we look at these two ideas, so these are two different types of Torah. L'chora, chalukah zu eina mishtayechet, ela benogea l'ashem Torah bilvat. Torah, as we know, it is one of these two categories, Torah Shemiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. But it's regarding Torah, that's something that has a shame Torah, chefts of Torah. Ela she yu'yan yu'madav chavtas, where the Gemara says, Denimshula Esther l'shachar, ma shachar sof halayla, af Esther sof hanisim. Right, ayela tashachar, referring to Esther. What's the connection? Because Esther is the end of Nisan. And the Gemara says, what do you mean it's the end of Nisan? When did the story of Purim take place? Between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, towards the end of the 70 years, between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. And the Gemara says, that's the end of Nisan. The Gemara asks, what do you mean? Ha'ika Chanukah? Chanukah took place during Bayis Sheni, afterwards. And we have Nisim, so why do you say that Purim is the end of Nisim? We still have, later on, in the middle of Bayis Sheni, we have the Nes of Chanukah. The Gemara answers, the Mishani, no. We're talking about Nisim that are written down. O Mishani nitna li katev ka'amrina. When we say that Esther, the story of Purim, is the end of Nisim, it's the end of Nisim that are written down, that are part of Torah Shebe Ksav. We have Megillas Esther, right? On a pshat level, what the Gemara is saying is that we have Torah, we have Chefts of Torah that comes out of Purim, that's written down, Megillas Esther. As opposed to Chanukah, that it's not, we don't have Torah Shebe Ksav connected to Chanukah. So, it's when the Gemara says that Esther is the end of Nisim, it's talking about the end of Nisim that are written down as part of Torah Shebiksav. That's the pshat of the Gemara, right? But here, Rav Wunder uses this as a, using the word as a springboard to an idea. We said that as far as Chanukah is concerned, it's lo nitan likatev. The term that's said there in the Gemara regarding Chanukah is that Esther is the end of the Nisim shenitan likatev that are written down. However, Chanukah is lo nitan likatev. So that's moving from the beyond, the literal translation. It's not written down. We don't have a sefer as part of Tanakh Torsha Biksav that comes out of Chanukah. Taking that term, we hear it's not loni tam likatev. It's beyond being written down. And that's an opening to try to explore an idea. What does this mean? V'hine, nasei ha'inyan b'kan hem gufei ha'ma'orot sh'nas l'Yisrael nisim b'hem. We're talking about the events where nisim happened. The nisim of Purim and the nisim of Chanukah. U'v'pshitut ha'yanire de'ein ze shayach klal l'chalukas de'nitna likatev shalom ne'amra ala b'gufam shel divrei Torah. We're talking about nisim that happened. So l'chora, where's the room to distinguish between nitan likatev and lo nitan likatev? But v'dai, sure, as far as a pshat level, the hakavana he the divrei Torah ha'ishayachim l'neis Chanukah lo nitan likatev mishum she'enam shayachim l'kisvei hakodesh. Aval, still, there's room here for the springboard to explore mikol makom mikevon shad. Dimyon l'shachar v'lelayla hu al ma'orot hanisim. Esther is so falayla the nisim that happened during the time of Purim are so falayla, and they are written down. Shapir yesh lanu ha'orah mikan de'inyan zeh shel lo nitan likasev. There's room to say that when we say that the Nes of Chanukah is in that category, has the status of this, we don't write down Lo Nitan LeKatev Mitpashetu Mitoch Hadivrei Torah Shel HaNes Mitpashet expands. It expands when we say Lo Nitan LeKatev. This term expands beyond the specifics of the Divrei Torah of the Nes, that it's not that it's not written down. It expands to include, to imply el toch hamura shel guf hanes atzmo. There's something about the nes itself of Chanukah. I mean, there's something about Chanukah itself which is beyond writing down. It's lo nitan likatev. We can't capture it in writing. It belongs to that zone of Torah Shebaal Peh, not written down. What does that mean? So in those days, it takes us more specifically to what he's referring to. V'tochen advarim kachu. The pasuk says in Hosea, Perekhes, Echtov lo rubei torasi, kmo zar nechshavu. If I would write down Rov and Ruba Tekulah, if I would write down all of Torah, Kemo Zar Nechshavu, I would make them, B'nai Yisrael, like a stranger. Says Rav Udner, Mei Nevuaso Zu Shel Hosea Lamadnu, Ki Ksivasam Shel Divrei Torah Shebaal Peh, Hayta ichola lifol inyan shel zarut etzel Knesset Yisrael, and this is the key sentence. Writing down, Hosea is telling us, writing down Torah Shebaal Peh could have the effect of causing Bnei Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, to be zarim, to be strangers. Echtov lo rubei torasi kmo zer nechshav. Why? What does this mean? Uvemedrash hamuva b'tosfos gittin daf samach isa. So Tosfos in gittin there, in that sugya that we mentioned before, as far as Torah shebiksav and Torah shebaal peh. There's Torah which is nitan likasev, and there's Torah shelo nitan likasev. So Tosfos there in gittin daf samach says that Atidin umot ha'olam lichtov lohem es ha'Torah. In the future, the umos ha'olam are going to write down Torah. Ve'im ha'isa gam Torah shebaal peh nichteves. Hayu ha'umos kotvim lohem gam osa. They would write down all of Torah shebaal peh as well. And take it for themselves, the same way the Umos Olam, which we see happened over history, they wrote down the Bible and they then took it for themselves. This is our Bible. So too, they would have written down Torah Shebaal Peh and claimed ownership. Umemela Hayu Yisrael Nechshavim Kizarim Al Yedeze. With through writing down of Torah Shebaal Peh, and then they would take ownership that would push Knesset Yisrael to the sidelines. But kasher na'ayin beguf devrei ha'medrash hazeh nimtza כי מסיום דבריו של המדרש הזה יוצא מפורש כי זהו תוכן הכוונה במאמר חכמים also over there in Gindav Samach כי לא קרס הקדש ברוך הוא בריס עם ישראל אלא על דברי תורה שבעל פה בלבד שנאמר כי על פי הדברים האלה קרסי איתך בריס. You hear that line again? That lo koras hakadosh baruch hu bris im Yisrael. Bris between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael is made through Torah Shebaal Peh. With all due respect to Maimon Har Sinai, with all due respect to Torah Shebiksav, that was monumental. That was paramount. That's the foundation. But bris. And we're going to elaborate in a minute on that, what that means. Bris, special relationship. Lo koras HaKadosh Baruch Hu bris im Yisrael. Ela al divrei Torah shebaal peh bilvad. Kolomar, kol bris, when we're talking about a bond, a special bond between two parties, between two people, between whatever the pact is, two companies, two nations, the bris that's made, that bond that's made between two entities, between two people, kolelet betocha gam et miniyat hashayachut shel kol eile she'einam nichnesim letocha shel habris. So it's harei at mekudeshes li. We now have a special relationship, and it's excluding everyone else. It's two sides of the coin. The bris means that A and B, a bris between, and Raman says, Lashon of bris is like short for brias. There's a new bria. There's a new entity being created. A and B now bond together, A, B, and there's the creation of that new entity. So on one side of the coin is the closeness, the special relationship between the two parties, between A and B. And the other side of the coin is everybody else is out. Lo koras HaKadosh Baruch Hu bris im Yisrael is with Torah Shebaal Peh bilvad. Gam bris, Torah is a bris also. Gam bris HaTorah shekoras HaKadosh Baruch Hu im Yisrael kolelet bitocha, included in the bris HaTorah, is the special relationship that he has with us, and also the other side of the coin of Afuke, those that are not included in the bris are outside. V'hihi shlilat. What is shlilat? The shlila. What does the word shlila mean? Negative. Shlilat and negating. Positive is picking up terms in Hebrew. Positive and negative. Positive is chiyuvi, and negative is shlili. So shlilat ktivatam shel divrei Torah shebaal peh. Negating the possibility of writing down Torah shebaal peh is keeping the bris, the special pact between us. This is. There's an expression here of special relationship. Only somebody who's on the inside knows the special, right? You have the special sign, right? That, okay? Or I always think of the term sisma. A password. It takes me like this time of year, 30 years ago, I was in the Golan, in the army, doing tank training. I mentioned to you guys, I have a son, Mitzvashem Goyim, my son's going into the army, going down a trail of tanks as well, going in this Sunday. Bezat Hashem, it should be Matzliach. So, this time of year, 30 years ago, beginning of winter, late nights in the Golan Heights, Shmirah, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, not far from the Syrian border. And every night before you go to sleep, you have a lineup. And the mafaked comes and refreshes and makes sure that everybody knows the sisma. The sisma and the password. so that if you hear something strange out there, you'll be able to clarify. The sisma is always two words. Like, let's say, Laila Lavan. That was a password once. It's always two words, where the way, if you're on Shmira at 3 o'clock in the morning, around the base, and you hear some kind of noise outside, some ruffling of leaves, and you're not sure, maybe somebody's there, you want to know who's there? So you yell out the first word, Laila, and see if they answer back, if it's friendly, if it's someone who's supposed to be there, so they'll know the password. So a chayal for the base, everybody in the base knows the password, Laila Levan, so they'll answer back, Levan. See, you know, you have that special, their relationship, you're connected to them, you're on the same team, you have a bris with them, as opposed to somebody on the outside, they don't know about, they're not in on the secret. So this is the special element of Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh, there's something special here, a relationship being expressed. It's not just there to open up the book and read through it and accessible to everybody. You have to be an insider to be connected to Torah Shebaal Peh. Lo karas HaKadosh Baruch Hu bris im Yisrael ela with Torah Shebaal Peh bilvad. It's not written, it's not clear. It's, if you look at the page, it's not there. It's a munkasha passport. But you have, if when you have it, you're connected. Connection, relationship, along with many other ideas that you guys said, because it encompasses all of that. Let's move on. The Yesh Lanu Bezeh, beautiful idea of the Gra. Beautiful, beautiful idea of the Gra. The Yesh Lanu Bezeh, Hadgasha Yetira. Ki Birchas HaTorah Potachati B'Shnayim. We say, there are two parts. Asher Bachar Banu, V'Asher Nosam Lanu. Asher Bachar Banu Mikol HaAmim. Hey. So we have Bechira, Bachar Banu Mikol HaAmim. Hashem chose us. A. B. Then we have Nasan Lanu Es HaTorah. Nasan Lanu Es HaTorah. He gave us a Torah. Umufurush Kosev HaGra. Kishnayim halolu mitchalkim heim l'shnei inyanim l'fi seder hazmanim. There are two separate days. There's an Asher Bachar Banu day, and there's an Asher Nosam Lanu Es Toraso day. What's the day of Asher Nosam Lanu Es Toraso? Sure. When did that happen? On Shavuos. That's on Vav Sivan. On Vav Sivan is the day of Asher Nosam Lanu Es Toraso. That's the second stage. When is Asher Bachar Banu? That is on Beis Sivan, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us. That is on Beis Sivan, and Hashem said to us that He wants us to be His Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. Pchinas proposal, will you marry me? Vav Sivan is, then you have all of, a lot of the imagery. We're standing at the Chuppah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the chasen of Vav Sivan is, we're there and the crowd's there and there's lights, camera, action and thunder and a great production. Everybody's there on Vav Sivan. Shanasam Lanu Es Toraso. But a couple days beforehand, and away from the lights, it was a very, very special moment. Only between us, the Munkasha passport expressing connection, real relationship, the proposal, will you marry me? The Bechira Asher Bachar Banu Mikol HaAmim. The beginning of the bris aspect of Torah. Giving over of Torah has two sides to it. It has, okay, the actual concrete side. Here is the Torah. Here's the 613. Here's the Nitan Mikasev. Here's the book. Torah Shemiksev. That's Mavadai. That's what Maimon giving Torah coming down into the world is. But it's more than that. And it's even before that. But even before that, you'd say, is this, the relationship that is there to allow afterwards for the giving over of the Heftza of Torah. The Bechira, Asher Bacha Avanu Mikol HaAmim, which is the Bechina of not of the something that's not written down. It's not all there, black and white, concrete for everybody to see. There's something here which is beyond words. I think we could say it's also, to tie in a little bit to what we spoke about last time, it's a little bit, you have the Divrei Torah, we spoke last time about the Shira of Torah. The Shira of Torah, giving which is expression of what it means to us. Not just it, but what it means. What it means. That's what the Shira of Torah is. Not just the divrei, not just the list of do this and don't do that. But by the fact that we have this, this expresses the bris, it expresses the fact that we have a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yotzei imken, that this idea of not writing, there's this part of Torah that's not written down. Some expressing that special relationship. This is not for writing. This is between husband and wife. This is only special between them. This is not for the whole world to read about. So that aspect of not writing down Torah almost comes before all of Torah itself was given. Now, it's not just another halacha. It's not just another din. Not just another mitzvah within the many mitzvahs, but it's something which expresses the essence of what Torah is. That's what Rav Huttner says here, continuing. Let's read it again. Habechira, will you marry? He marry me. He mashenem ala Moshe b'sheni l'sivan. Va'atem tiyuli mamlechas kohanim v'goy kadosh. Va'hanesina hilachar arba yomim b'shas amiras anochi Hashem alokecha on vav sivan on shvu. Right, shvuas. Actually giving over of Torah. V'inei, habris im Yisrael nechresa, when the lefiza on sheni b'sivan, on beis sivan. Which is what? The Rosh Hashiva's birthday. V'sheni b'sivan, lefnei guf ha'uvda shalmat, if you remember that from another couple months down the line. Okay? Yom HaYuchas, good. Lefnei guf ha'uvda, before Matan Torah itself, as it's written explicitly in the pasuk, as we said, included in the bris is shlilas haktiva shel dvarim shebal peh, not writing down everything, because that part that's not written down is the that's special between us, between the two sides. Nimtza ki hach isur, as we said, the isur of dvarim shebal peh, hi atorah shayla omram b'ksav, kadumu l'kol isurei atorah. It preempts all of the other specific yisurim of the Torah. For the Oud El Shekodem, who afilu lefnei guf, afilu leguf hamurash matan Torah. It even is before. It's included in what's being expressed on Beis Sivan, even before matan Torah itself. Va'omek hakavana b'zei ki isur haksiva shel divrei Torah shebal peh eino isur prati bein shar isurei shel Torah ela shehu kviyas hatsura shel krisus briso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu im Yisrael. It expresses, as we've been saying, the essence of this relationship, of this bris. Bekitzer, summing up here, Oz Beis, Bekitzer, ha'isur shel ksiv as dvarim shebo balpeh mahaveh chelik shel bris haTorah harbe yoter me'asher u'mishtayich el guf divrei Torah atzm. It's all about the issa to write down Torah. This part of Torah, which is Devarim Shebaal Peh, is about its expression of Bris HaTorah, much more than it's just another halacha. So this is the side again, which is so much more than what's written. All of the other things that were mentioned in the introduction, like we said before, like what is it's in the very, very big special moments where. Ties back to what we spoke about at the beginning of Cheshvan, of Ein Tzaka Yoter Gdola Mehashtika, the line of the Kotzker. There's really big moments sometimes where you just can't put it into words. It's beyond words. There's something special, and sometimes when you put all of that in words, you feel like you're minimizing, you're cheapening. Special moments. Special moments that, again, we're coming back to think of a lot of points in a wedding, and the chasan and kala look at each other at the badek, and the chasan and kala looking at each other under the chuppah. It's something that it's beyond words. The beyond words that's there when you take your kid the first time to school, for the first time starting school. Or, I don't know about from your perspective as leaving high school and going off and looking for some independence, but from your parents' perspective, sending you off at the airport, sending you off off to Eretz Yisrael, this very heavy, heavy kinds of moments. It's like, when raising you for 18 years and now we're like sending you off to fly on your own. You can't put what's going on there. It's connected to that dimension of bris. You can't put it into words. Maybe, again, a poet, in shir, you can capture some of it. And sometimes during those special moments, what's expressing what's going on most accurately is in shir, some form of shira. Definitely we fall into shira mode, because we can't put it into concrete black and white words, but we can express the fact that there's something special going on here through shira. Then the different forms of shira, whether it's shira of poetry or shira of singing itself. When we're singing, the subtext of singing is there's something going on here which is beyond black and white specific words. I can't quite put it into words, but there's a call coming out of the shir that's saying that there's something very special going on here. The moments at the end of Shabbos sometimes are some very special moments of shira. What we're saying is we've connected, and we're trying to take with us a little bit of this world of connection to Kiddush of Shabbos. So we're connecting through shira. Yamim Noraim. Shira. So this, and then we'll sum up outside. Os Gimel, Rav Hunner continues to show how even after Torah Shebaal Peh ends up historically being, it ends up being written down. So he ends up showing how you have many examples, and we all know anybody as everybody here spending most of our day breaking our heads over Torah Shebaal Peh knows that it's not just simply opening it up and reading the book. The nature is such that it's still left as a mystery. We still have to break the code. And even built into the system, he gives a couple of examples of chsuri mechsura, or the way of divrei Torah in Torah Shebaaleh are aniyim b'makom zeh v'ashirim b'makom acher, pulling in, connecting. Even when you're learning about mitzvah, pulling in from Shabbos, and sometimes from Bava Kamma, and sometimes from Sanhedrin, and this all over the place, and this connects this affects this, and now it's still you still have to break the code. It's still not clear. All the other examples. So there's something maybe that's a little bit, there's some kind of nechama, some kind of a positive aspect of the fact that the makeup is so difficult. It's supposed to be that way because there's something again here. There's something this special. Lo karas HaKadosh Baruch Hu bris. This is bris. This is special. This is for us. This is not for everybody just to open up and browse. We want to be insiders, so we have to sweat a little bit to be insiders. And in Oz Dalet, he gives an example of the concept of a distinction between Bris HaTorah and Dinei Torah, again, or Beis Sivan and Vav Sivan, Bachar Banu and Nasan Lanu. In the two times, that was two situations that we have to be moser nefesh for Torah, where a Jew has to give up his life to be a Jew. On one hand, we have what? When do we have to give up our lives for Avodah Zarah? Gilei Arayos and Shefichas Damim. That means mesiras nefesh for Dinei Torah. Dinei Torah, so there's sometimes when we're faced with a question of, there's a red line, there's a breaking point, where if you're ready, this is, if you're going to be taken away from this basic, these basic three, so that's already too far, and we have to give up our lives. That's within giving, that's mesiras nefesh for Dinei Torah. But there's also a situation of giving up our lives, being moser nefesh for bris HaTorah. That's as connected. Rav Shechter just mentioned when he was here. He mentioned the din of the situation of, I'll use the word situation here, not as opposed to din, if we make this chiluk between din and bris, a situation of Arkas of the Mesane. You remember Rav Shechter mentioned that? Anyone now remember what Arkas of the Mesane is? Very good, excellent, yeah. The shoelaces, if there's a time where if the Jews are tying their shoes a special way, and the Goyim force us, they're forcing us not to do it anymore the Jewish way, you have to do it like the Goyim are doing it. So then afilu on tying your shoelaces, Argus and Masani, you have to be moser and nefesh. Why? So this is not in Dinei HaTorah, this is not Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shefichas Damim. This is because they're trying to uproot our core expression of as Jews. They're trying to uproot our Jewish identity. You, if the Goyim come along and say you are not going to identify as Jews anymore, that's uprooting that side of Bris HaTorah. And finally, bringing us back to Chanukah, Osei V'Chozrim Anu. The rest of what you have on the sheet before we finish up is, this is the Hakdama of the Ketzos. You can take it to go, read it on your own, a little bit of a different angle on what's the special aspect of Torah Shebaal Peh, where what the Ketzos here in this Hakdama emphasizes the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is throwing the ball into our court and says, let's see what you do with it now. That's the point that he emphasizes here. A little bit of a different angle, but brought it together, talking about what's unique and what's special about Torah Shebaal Peh. Sarkil HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or on the mashal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us as craftsmen the clay, say, okay, now you take the clay and let's see what you do with it, how you form it, how you develop, within the guidelines of the rules of the game, but yeah, it's for us to go ahead and process the development of Torah Shebaal Peh. Okay, that's the rest of the sheet. But coming back, when your name is finishing up, Osei. V'chozrim anu bazeh la'atchalat advarim. We started the springboard here was with the fact that what Chanukah was labeled as beyond words. Chanukah is lo nitan likatev. And the Gemara said that Esther, the story of Purim, is the end of Nisim, the end of Nisim that are written down. Aye, Chanukah later on, in the middle of Bayis Sheni, that's already lo nitan likatev. The Chazin on Misugi Diyuma. The event itself, the nes of Chanukah, shaycha hach milsa delo nitna likasev. There's something about what happened here in the events of Chanukah, which this is not for writing down. Why? V'kizehu be'emes gidro shel nes Chanukah shelo nitan likasev. It's all about what happened Chanukah time. It's all about that zone of beyond writing down. Ki emeim advarim. What does it mean? Hachidush hanimtza b'mesiras nafsham shel dor hachashmonoim hu. Zeki masru nafsham lo al rotzon Hashem shnidgala b'dina ya Torah ki im al rotzon Hashem shel klaliyut yichud Yisrael ba'amim. There was mesiras nefesh of the chashmonoim of you're not going to take us away from being Jews, from our Jewish identity. It was all about the fight for Jewish identity, the Ainu al Bris HaTorah. And everybody, often within the Torah of Chanukah, sometimes you hit the Torahs about, there could have been different heterim, even regarding the Shemen, Tumah, Hutra, Betzibur, all kinds of heterim. They could have looked for heterim. But the battle cry of the Chashmonaim is, we are Jews. We are Jews. You're not going to turn us. There was, even within Am Yisrael, there was a Misyavnim. The battle, the Yevanim were trying to force assimilation. The agenda of the Yevanim was assimilation. The fight of the Chashmonaim was, we are Jews. We have a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a that side of Bris, not looking for within all kinds of pulpulim of how to be matir this, so this din or this din. It wasn't about the dinim. It was about holding on to Bris HaTorah. It's so appropriate, it's so befitting, it's so beautiful. Ki mo'ora mo'ed Chanukah yehei mufka mitoras ksav. So this is not about, this is beyond writing down specifically. Shekin kol atzmo shel chidush mo'ed Chanukah eino ela benekuda zu shel mesiras nefesh al avodas yichud Yisrael ba'am. Completely committed towards showing we are Jews, we're not going to assimilate. Asher shlilas, shlilas haksav, he habafol shel yichud zeh. The way that it's expressed is it's not being written down. It's not all written down there for everybody to see. It's something special, but special between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is shira here? And how do we express Chanukah? How do we express before Chanukah? What do? B'nei. So we have Halakas Haner and B'nei Mina Yemei Shmona Kavu. They were Kovea Shira on him. It's Yemei of Shira. We celebrate through Shira, connection. It's all about expression of the special relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, Puk Chazi, go out and look. Tigamba Mishnah lo nishna ner Chanukah. It's not even written in the Mishnah, v'lo nizkar ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah, even in Shas, is only mentioned, agav grora dinyanim acherim. It's by the way. brought in, we have a segue in Mamad Madlikin and Shabbos into the sugi of Chanukah. V'hayinu k'mo sh'oreinu rabbeinu, the gam achar shenechtava ha-mishnah, even after, historically, Mishnah was written down, adayin hishiru ba-mokom l'tzuras Torah Shabbal Peh. Still, the Torah Shabbal Peh aspect remains. Ki al yedei achsurim echsira, as we said beforehand, things that are missing, v'chadoma, it's left out completely. It's not even mentioned in the Mishnah. Why? Finishing up, summarizing. The light of Chanukah is the light that is revealed through Mesiras Nefesh al odot mniat ktivatam shel dvarim shebal peh. It's fighting for, we're not writing down. This is the password for only the people that are the insiders. B'chidei she'al yedei zeh, through not writing down, tistalek Yavan will be blocked, will be removed, melahachshich einayim shel Yisrael, from darkening our eyes, al yedei targum dvarim shebal peh, kederech shechshicha einayim shel Yisrael betargumim shel dvarim shebiksav. Right, this is a reference to the fact that Medrash says, you know, that the Greeks forced us to write down the Septuagint. To write down, to translate Torah into Greek. And the Medrash says that when this happened, it brought about a tremendous darkness to the world. This happened on Zion Teves, and it brought 3 days of choshech to the world, when the Yevanim forced us to translate the Torah into Greek. So, as opposed to the darkness that was brought to the world when they forced us to translate Torah Shebiksav into Greek, but here it's the celebration of the fact that Torah is not all written down. Torah remains that password, that sisma. You have to have the insider's word. You could say it's the smile of Torah. What's a smile? A smile is, it's not something which is concrete. It's not something which is specific. Smile is all about expression. You see that somebody is in a good mood. Something good is happening. It's revealed on the outside through a smile. Right? You can't force a smile. It's not real. You pick up right away, that's not real. You can force relationship. Relationship is when there is something real that is there, a genuine, authentic. Relationship, by definition, has to be authentic. Otherwise, it's not relationship. A smile can't be forced. A smile has to be authentic for it to be a smile. Shira is only sheer. It's only sheer. Ein adam shar shira, ella mitoch simcha. It's a prerequisite. Otherwise, it's not authentic. That's the shira of Torah. The chashmonoim. We're fighting for the authenticity. For we are Jews. The simcha of being a Jew. The shira of being a Jew. You're not going to take that away from us. Kavu shir urenanim. And that's special, and that can't all be written down. That's if you get it, you get it. If you get it, you get it. If you get the moon got your passport. If you get it, you get it. If you're connected, you're connected. Vidok, go look carefully and you'll see what we're saying is accurate. Ki lo nitan lehit parish yoter. I can't elaborate anymore. If you get it, you get it. Good Chanukah, good Chanukah. Halavai, Bezat Hashem. Through, you know, we're here. We're in Chashmonim country. The revolution began here, in Modi'in. This is where the battle. You know that everybody knows that. That's why in this area you have a lot of references to the Chashmonaim. There's a yeshuv, Chashmonaim. There's another yeshuv nearby, Lapid. And right, Modin. This is where I started. So how am I now, being back in Chashmonaim country? We're able to reconnect to the events and reconnect on an inside level. To the special, to the beyond written, to the Munkacha passport, to the Shira that the B'nai Bina established deep in that within ourselves. Be'ezat Hashem in the days of Chanukah, Sheba'ayim Aleinu L'tova. Be'ezat Hashem.